This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Edith Schaefer wrote a book called What is a Family? Edith Schaefer was a great writer, and I'm going to use her seven descriptions of a family as the introduction to a message on memory today called Stones of Memory. This is worth writing down in your notes. Seven things that a family does, and will set up our message from the book of Joshua on stones of memory, which I think is a very powerful lesson out of the book of Joshua. Let's bring up number one. She said the family does seven things. A family provides a formation center for relationships. She believed that so many families say, well, when my child gets into preschool, they'll learn how to handle other relationships. When my child gets into elementary school, they'll learn how to deal with other people. And Edith Schaefer said, too late. Don't wait for preschool. Don't wait for elementary school. Children learn how to form relationships in their home with their mom and dad and their siblings. A family is the birthplace of creativity. Once again, she says, so many parents think, well, when my child gets into school, those teachers will develop their creativity. And she said, again, too late. Parents and the home provide the birthplace of creativity with the children. Number three, the home is to provide a shelter in a time of storm. The home, the family is to provide a shelter in a time of storm. She says this, it is to be the hospital where people are not condemned for being sick. Number four, I love this one. A family is a continual relay of truth. Some of you were in relay races in high school and college and track, and you know that the baton is passed from one runner to another. In the home, there's a continual relay of truth where one generation passes the baton of truth on to the next generation. And Edith Schaefer, in her book, would say this, I'm afraid our generation today is dropping the baton. Number five, a family is a door that has hinges and a lock. I wasn't sure what that meant, but she explains it in this way. A family is a door with hinges and a lock. A hinge means the door opens. A hinge means the door closes. In the fact that it opens, it means that the home is a place where people can come and gather. And children learn so much from observing how their parents relate to company. But she said the lock means this, that children know they have some privacy. And that in their room, they have some privacy. And in their home, they have some privacy. And so there's an open door, but also privacy and security that that means in a home. Number six, a family is the place of educational control. What does that mean? It means educational protection. She says more parents are more interested in what a child takes into their mouth in terms of food than they are what a child takes into their mind and spirit. Why should we be concerned about the child's diet, she says, if we're not concerned about their educational or spiritual diet? And then the last one sets up the message today. A family ultimately becomes the museum of memories. I love that. A family ultimately becomes a museum of memories. What in the world does that mean? That every home is creating a museum of memories that will go 20 and 30, and not only that, generationally will go on from generation to generation. What's in your museum of memories from your childhood? And then ask yourself this question, what museum of memories did you help create for another generation? What museum of memories did you create for a future family as your family continues on, as those children then create their own families who then go on to create families who go on to create families?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.